Well, the SAFM market update with MoneyWeb and Investec Asset Management will, starting today, be bringing you a weekly business and investment series in which we highlight a prominent company. In the series entitled Back to the Future, we focus on history, business development and investment potential of a particular company. Today, the focus is on the Anglo-Australian resources company, BHP Billiton. On the line is Hanré Rousseau, Portfolio Manager at Investec Asset Management. Hanré, it's good to have you with us and welcome.
Good day. Thank you very much.
Now, BHP Billiton has a market capitalization of some 484 billion rand. It's one of the largest stocks on the JSE today, but its origins trace back, as far as I understand, more than 130 years to Indonesia. Tell us a bit about that.
That's right. So the BHP we know today really came from the merger in 2001 between the South African group Billiton and the Australian group BHP, therefore the name BHP Billiton, of course. But the Billiton company itself, you're right that the name is actually it's traced back to the Billiton Island in Dutch Indonesia, where they started mining tin in 1851. The Gencore company, which is really the origins of Billiton, came to force in the 1800s. Was actually developed into a consolidation of South African assets. And interestingly enough, actually, Harry Oppenheimer was quite involved in creating and empowering of the Afrikaans business interests into this Gencore group to consolidate a lot of the smaller mining assets in South Africa and effectively Afrikaans empowerment at the time. Quite interesting that Derek Keyes was later then the finance minister, was instrumental in consolidating these assets, and then the gentleman called Brian Gilbertson bought the Billiton assets and actually from Royal Dutch Shell at the time, and consolidated the Gencore group into a renamed Billiton, then listed it in London in 1997, and then merged with BHP in 2001. So quite a strong South African heritage in this group, and of course Marius Kloppers, South African, ran the company also from 2007 to 2013, and he was quite instrumental in focusing that group and improving the quality of the assets. So we could be quite proud as South Africans of the influence we've had on what is today the world's biggest mining group.
Absolutely amazing when you take a look at history, take a look back. You mentioned it's the world's biggest mining group today. Of course, started mining tin in 1851. Today it mines all kinds of things, but it is under pressure like all resource stocks, all resource companies. Yet investors still do like the share, they like the company, they like the management. What is your reading of where BHP Billiton is today?
I think critically for me, the success of BHP is from a very diversified asset base. I think one has to recognize that in the commodities industry, you're looking at something that's quite cyclical in nature. And I think that's where BHP Billiton, I should say, really stands out. Diversified assets, so it's got four core pillars, as they call it, iron ore, oil and gas, copper and coal, and then also a fifth pillar in potash that's more in a slumber mode. It's something that they can deploy at a later stage. It's more of a development asset. But the key is that these different commodities have different peaks and troughs and different cycles, and they're able to invest at different times in the cycle. And they do this also off of a very conservatively managed balance sheet. And I think that's the strength in Billiton, that you've got a company that's able to deploy capital at the right stage of the cycle, but then also have assets that's certainly superior to most other mining groups. So certainly will give you good returns throughout the cycle.
In terms of the demerger of South 32, that was essentially a spinning off of some of those assets. Why is that an important shift for the company?
I think the key in the South 32 spin-off was to focus the business on these four core pillars. Mm. What we saw in South 32 was that they had a lot of smaller assets that didn't quite fit into the bigger group, more in terms of capital allocation, management's ability to manage smaller assets as well. I don't think that it always works that well in a global group where management doesn't necessarily have the time to correctly manage or to correctly allocate capital to smaller assets. And the strategy really in creating a simple, easily manageable business then was to package these assets and put a more appropriate management structure on this. And we then saw effectively 10% of the company handed to a separate management team, and BHP investors then got shares in South32. So you actually had a share in BHP, and the next day you had a share in the new refocused BHP, and then separately also South32, which gives you two different investment propositions. As an investor, you can then decide what you want to invest your money in.
Speaking of shares, you did mention that, you know, they have this ability to deploy capital at the right stage of the cycle. They've got a tightly managed cost base. Now also investors have access to South32 as well. The share price is nonetheless down. That's Billiton's share price down around 34% over the past year at 232 Rand or so a share. Is it a buy? Is it a sell? Is it a hold?
Well, I still think it's a very good investment. I think one has to recognize the, as I said, the cyclicality of the mining sector, the pressures at the moment with a strong dollar, perhaps underwhelming demand growth that we're seeing in China, but still, if you look at the dividend that you get from BHP, you get it close to a 7% dividend yield, which of course most of it is in US dollars. So it offers you a very attractive rand hedge. And then certainly on price-earnings basis, it trades at just shy of 13 times earnings. So you could argue that it's still a relatively good value in that share. But I think the key thing is also you've got a very strong balance sheet that one can certainly be fooled by a dividend yield that looks attractive. But I think the key question always is that dividend yield sustainable, and certainly in the sense where they've got a strong balance sheet, very good quality assets. I would argue that dividend yield is certainly sustainable in the current environment.
André Rousseau is portfolio manager at Investec Asset Management, looking at BHP Billiton in the Market Update's new series, Back to the Future.